Good morning, everyone.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
I'll try one more time. Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
Great. It's been first, let me just say thank you. Thank you for the invitation to preach here.
我首先想向大家感谢感谢大家给我这个机会来传讲神的信息。
I want to thank Reverend Shi and the Board of Deacons.
我想感谢施牧师和我们的执理执会。
I want to thank Tan Ying and Gao Lingling, and Hu Guifen, Zhao Jingling, Wei Shiping and Peter, just for the wonderful ways that they have welcomed me into their home these last few days.
我先感谢Tan Ying, Gao Lingling, Hu Guifen, Zhao Jingling, 还有吴雪平和姚怀群他们这三个家庭在过去这些天还有下面会欢迎我在他们家给我有很大的这样的接待。
And I also want to thank two other people. I want to thank Sarah for making the trip from Gordon College. Sarah, can you raise your hand if you're here? Thank you.
Yeah, stand up, that's fine.
Yeah. 我也想感谢Sarah 这个姊妹，她从很比较远的北边Gordon College 那边专门过来。
She was my translator when I was teaching in Beijing, and I'm thrilled that she can be here now, studying in Boston.
我去北京那边服侍的时候 ，Sarah 曾经是我的翻译。我非常高兴她有机会能够来到这边来学习。
And probably most of all, I'm grateful to God for the fact that my mom is with me and is able to share this day with all of us.
我尤其要感谢的是我的妈妈也跟我一起在我们中间。她能够跟我一起分享。
And I just like to give this little gift to her.
我想送给我妈妈这个很小的一个礼物给她。
Happy Mother's Day. 好，谢谢。Okay. So it's been a while since I've been here.
从上次我在这里的时候已经过去蛮久的了。
So I want to take a very brief survey.
所以我想跟大家做一个小小一个调查。
Let me ask, how many people here are mothers?
我们中间哪些是做母亲的？
哇，你们英文特别好。Yes. Okay. Great. Now let me ask you, how many of you here have either led Sunday school or led a Bible study?
我们中间有哪些曾经教过值日学或者是带过查经的
？Great, yeah, I hope a few of you brothers. Yes, good. How many here have ever evangelized or discipled anyone?
我们当中有向人传过福音，并且有带他们跟进他们在主里成长的。
Amen. I think you're very modest. I think there are more of you. Great.
像你们都比较谦虚，其实比这应该更多。
And finally, how many of you here have ever supported or prayed for a missionary?
那我们当中有哪些曾经支持并且为那些宣教士祷告的
？Great. So, if you raise your hand for any of that, or if you're just sitting in this pew, can I ask you to say to the person next to you, Happy Mother's Day, or 母亲节快乐。
你们中间刚才有举过手的，或者是就坐在举手人旁边，可以彼此说母亲节快乐。
Hey, this way first. 这边先。Okay, all right, good, you did it for both sides, good.You're much better than my church in New York City. If I tell them, anyway, let's start that. So everybody knows today that it is Mother's Day.
我们每个人都知道今天是母亲节。
But I also want to honor the fathers in the house as well.
但是我也想非常向我们的父亲们表示敬意。
And so for my sermon, I just have two very, very simple questions I'd like to answer.
那我在今天的讲道当中，我想要我们来回答两个很简单的问题。
First one is, what is the best gift a parent can give their child?
第一个就是作为父母亲来讲，他能够给孩子的最好的礼物是什么
？What is the best gift that you can give your child if you're a parent?
如果你是个父母，做身为父母，你能够给孩子的最好的礼物是什么？
And then the set of love. Okay, very good. Good. Number two is how do you talk to God?
第二个就是我们怎样和神来讲话的。
How do you pray?
你是怎样向神祷告的？
Okay, these two questions may not seem like they're related at all, but hopefully by the end of our time together, you will see they're closely tied together.
这两个问题看起来好像毫无相关，但我希望在讲到的最后，你会看到这两个问题是密切相关的。
So, let's start with the first question. What's the best gift you can give your children?
所以第一个问题，作为父母亲来讲，你能够给孩子最好的礼物是什么呢？
Think back to Eunice and Lois.
那我们就回头看尤尼基和罗伊这两位母亲。
Now, obviously, they gave birth.
显而易见的，他们曾经生了孩子。
Right. A grandmother gave birth, a mother gave birth, and that's why we have Timothy.
罗伊生了尤尼基，尤尼基又生了Timothy, 提摩太。
But Eunice and Lois gave one other gift to Timothy.
但是尤尼基和罗伊他给了提摩太另外一个很重要的礼物。
And that gift was spiritual life.
这个礼物就是他的属灵的生命。
In other words, faith.
用另外的话讲就是他的信心。
Could you turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1?
那我们来打开圣经在提摩太后书第一章。
So let's read it in English, and then we'll read it in Chinese.
所以我们先读英文，然后再读中文。
So youth, I need you to read with me. Okay, I'm reading from the NIV.
我是用的 NIV 这个译本。
Okay. Together? Great. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother's life.
Verse 5, 第五节。
Okay, let's start again.
Yeah.
Okay.Yeah, otherwise, all you're going to hear is my voice. That's going to get boring after a while. Okay, ready?
第一章第五节。
Second Timothy, not First Timothy. I made that mistake earlier. Second Timothy, chapter 1, verses 5 through 7.
提摩太后书第一章第五节。
Ready? Read with me. 1, 2, 3. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice.And I am persuaded now lives in you also. This reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Great. Thank you.
我们用中文读一下，在提摩太后书第一章第五到第七节。我们来一起读。想到你心里无母性之性，外祖母罗伊和你母亲尤尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。为此，我提醒你，使你将神借着我按手所给你的恩赐，再如火眺望起来。因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
Amen. The number one gift that Eunice and Lois gave to Timothy was his faith.
所以，尤尼基和罗伊给提摩太最重要的一个礼物就是信心。
Theologians call this our primary calling.
那神学家常常称之为我们最重要的一个呼召。
Our primary calling is not what we do.
我们最第一的呼召不是我们做的事情。
But our primary calling is that we know God.
我们第一的呼召是要认识神。
Right? It's our relationship with God.
是我们与神的关系。
But you know, I'm a very forgetful person.
你知道我是一个常常丢三落四的人。
Right? I can't find my keys, they're in my purse.
经常找不到我的钥匙。
I can't find my car in a parking lot.
我套了车以后到停车场就找不到我自己的车。
There are one or two of you who can relate.
我们当中也许和我比较类似的也有。
But most of you are not as forgetful as I am.
我相信我们中间大部分不像我这样丢三落四的。
But as a pastor,
但是作为一个牧师
it's kind of embarrassing to admit that I forget this very basic calling.
那如果我作为牧师来讲的话，如果忘记这样一个刚才所讲到的我们人生当中最大的一个呼召，那这是很让人羞愧的事了。
But I do.
但是有些时候我真的忘记呢。
Especially when I'm busy serving God.
尤其是我在很忙碌碌的在服侍主的时候。
I'm busy caring for people.
我很忙于去关怀别人。
I'm busy teaching or preaching.
我忙于教导去传道。
And let's be honest, a lot of a pastor's work in a smaller church is taking care of the building.
很多的时候你知道如果是在一个很小的教会牧会的时候这个牧师他还为这个整个教堂的整个的运行还要操心。
And so, all of those things can occupy my time, my mind, even sometimes my sleep.
所以所有这一切的活动都会占据我的思想我的精力甚至我的睡眠都会受影响。
And then I forget that the most important thing is that I need to tend to my own spiritual health.
但在这样的时候我就很容易忘记我还需要来照顾我自己我生命的属灵生命的喂养。
Whether that's praying or whether that's resting.
不管我应该是去祷告或者是我应该安息。
I think the number one sin of almost every pastor is that they don't know how to observe a Sabbath.
我想我们作为牧师来讲一个很容易犯的一个罪就是我们不知道怎样守安息日。
And then we wonder why everyone else is also frantic in our churches.
那我们就很不奇怪了为什么我们教会里面每个人也都是这样忙忙碌碌啊。
Now I'm not suggesting at all that we shouldn't be busy about God's work, but not over and above our relationship to God.
我并不是说我们要为做主公而忙碌，而是我们不能把这样一个最大的呼召放在所有工作之前。这个最大的呼召就是和神的关系。
And there are many other things that occupy us.
那还有其他一些事情会占据我们的时间。
Our children's education.
我们孩子的教育。
Our own profession.
我们自己的专业。
Our schooling.
我们正在上学。
These are all great things, but they cannot be number one.
这些都是很重要、很好的事情，但是这些事情绝对不能成为我们生命中的第一重要的。
Our primary calling is our relationship to God.
我们生命中最重要的一个呼召就是和神的关系。
And our secondary calling can be any of them.
那我们第二位的呼召可以是刚才提到的任何一件事情。
But there's one other problem. When I am so busy, when I'm trying to be superwoman, I'm actually not myself anymore.
当我非常忙碌的时候，我就变成一个超级女人的时候，我不再是我自己。
I'm trying to maybe live up to an image.
我可能是在试图来活在别人的一个想象的一个完美的形象当中。
I'm more spiritual than others, so I have to take on all this responsibility.
我希望别人看我是一个很属灵的，所以我会来揽更多的活。
Or I worry so much about certain things.And I don't let God take care of it.
那我也会自己试图来照顾更多的事情，而不让神来介入这样一个图画当中。
And then it's so easy to be consumed by fears. It's so easy to be measuring my progress by how much I accomplish.
所以我们很容易被这样一个恐惧抓住，也很容易被这样一个表现来夺取我们的心。
And maybe that's why Paul writes this letter to Timothy.
这也是为什么保罗在这里给提摩太写信。
To encourage him.
来鼓励他。
To let him know it's okay to rest.
让他知道休息是可以的。
To let him know to focus on what God has given him to do.
让他知道要专注在神所托付给他的事上。
Right? Because you each have a gift.
因为我们每个人都有恩赐。
And if you focus on what God has gifted you to do, and let other people do the things that they're gifted to do, you will be part of a very healthy church.
我们也一样。如果我们专注于神赐给我们这样的恩赐，也让别人专注于神所赐给他们的恩赐的话，我们的教会就会是一个很健康的教会。
And this is exactly what Paul is saying to Timothy, right?
所以这里是保罗特别来给提摩太所要讲的。
Verse 6. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
所以在第六节，保罗是这样说，为此我提醒你，使你将神借着我按手所赐给你的恩赐，再如火眺望起来。
Focus on what you do well.
有些恩赐是你做可以做得很好的。
Focus on the gift that blesses other people the most.
所以你要集中精力在那些你能够给别人带来最大祝福的这样的恩赐上。
And trust that God has placed other people to do other things.
那我们也相信神也托付别的人来做另外一部分事。
And if you do get over busy, if you do get overwhelmed, God has one more word to say to us.
如果我们确实还是很太被这个工作所忙碌来让我们非常的竭尽全力的来去忙碌的时候。
When you're feeling insecure because you're not doing as well as you hoped.
如果你感觉到一种不安全感，因为你觉得没有像你自己想象的那样把工作做得这么好。
When you're consumed by what other people think and you're not even sure anymore who you are.
当你在别人的期待当中的时候，都对自己都看不清的时候
，God says I've not given you the spirit of fear.
神在这里有一个很好的提醒，神说我赐给你的不是胆怯的心。
I have not given you the spirit of fear.
我没有赐给你胆怯的心。
But I've given you the spirit of power.
而是赐给你一个刚强
，and of love.
爱的
，and of a sound mind or self-control.
谨守的心。
That's the spirit of God.
这是神的，这才是神的灵。
Right. When you are experiencing God's power, His love, and His self-control.
当你你经历到神的力量、能力、神的爱和神的谨守的时候
，That gives you a great.Comfort that you are focusing on what is most important.
这个时候你可以有个从神那里的很大的一个安慰，是你确实在你神赐给你的恩赐中在行事。
So what is our primary calling?
所以我们第一的呼召是什么呢
？Yes, faith. Great.
就是我们的对神的信心。
Relationship with God.
我们与神的关系。
Okay. Now let me jump to our next story, which is about Hannah.
下面我们来跳到下面一个故事，就是关于哈拿的故事。
Almost everyone here probably is already familiar with this famous mother.
我们当中可能很多人都对这个很著名的母亲的故事非常熟悉。
I'd just like us to look at it again to see what she can teach us about talking to God.
在这里我们再看看这个故事，来向她学习我们怎样与神来讲话。
Just three points.
三点。
When you're pray with desperation,
要带着一种身临绝境的心态来向神来祷告。
Pray with devotion,
专注在神身上来向神祷告。
Pray with delight,
带着感恩的心向神来祷告。
Praying with desperation,
如临绝境的来向神来祷告。
All this woman wants is a child.
哈拿她全部所想的就是她希望有个孩子。
And she is going insane because she's not able to bear any children.
她已经近乎精神崩溃了，因为她一直没有生育。
And we don't know why.
我们不知道为什么。
We don't know if it's something with her, if it's something with her husband.
我们也不知道是他的问题还是他先生的问题。
We don't know if infertility runs in their family.
不知道是不是这个不育症在他们这个家族有这样的遗传。
There's no indication that this couple has sinned.
也没有讲到这对夫妻是不是有犯罪。
But it was often the feeling, particularly of a woman, that if she couldn't bear children, that maybe there was something wrong. But it was definitely a shameful state.
在那个时候，如果一个女人不能生育的话，别人会觉得她是有些部分是有点不对头，而且她是一个，这对于她来讲是一个非常羞耻的一件事。
But to make matters worse.
但是更加雪上加霜的是。
She had, her husband had a second wife.
她的丈夫还有另外一个妻子。
Right, a second wife, probably because she couldn't bear children.
她有第二个妻子，也许就是因为哈拿不能生育。
And this woman was horrible.
这个女人非常可怕。
Penina went out of her way to taunt Hannah.
比尼娜她想尽办法来嘲笑哈拿。
She was like a bee that wanted to sting her prey.
她就如同一个蜜蜂一直在那嗡叫，想去蛰她的那个猎物。
Especially when they made this trip once a year to Jerusalem.
尤其是每年一次他们去耶路撒冷去到圣殿去献祭的时候。
Right, you're supposed to be very holy.
这个是一个很圣洁的一个行为。
But what does this Penina do?
但是匹迪拿呢？
She parades her children in front of Hannah.
她就让她的孩子们在哈拿面前耀武扬威。
Hey, she wants to just rub it in. She just wants to emphasize that she has children and you have none.
她就想明明的在哈拿面前羞辱她，我有孩子，你没有。
You've all met people like that?
你是不是也有遇到过这样的人呢？
They make you suffer.
他就让你心里非常难过。
And so Hannah is desperate.
所以 Hannah 在这个时候是心里极度的难过。
She's crying.
她在哭泣。
But the Bible also says something very interesting.
但是圣经也给我们一些很有趣的
说法。That one year when she goes to Jerusalem.
所以有一年他们去耶路撒冷的时候。
She's crying.
她在哭泣。
And she's praying.
她也在祷告。
Tears can be such a gift from God.
我们的眼泪也可以是一个神赐给我们的很好的一个礼物。
Because it's one thing just to cry about your misery, about your pain.
可以一方面是为我们所处的苦境来哭泣。
It's one thing to have a lot of self-pity that you just can't control your emotions anymore.
有时我们因为特别一种自怜的一种情绪下，我们不能够自控，不能够控制自己的时候，我们有很大的哭泣。
But it's totally a different matter when you can weep and you can also pray.
但是如果是我们一边哭一边又能祷告，这是完全两码事了。
Right, verse 10 says, In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly.
在撒母耳记上一章十节那里讲，哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。
See, when you're crying and praying, you are registering what is most important to you.
当你边哭泣边祷告的时候，你这时候在说，你在向神讲一个你非常重要的事情。
And Taying added the missing word, right? It's not just registering it with anyone. It's registering it with the God of heaven.
这里不只是我们自己在说，而是向神来说我们一件非常重要的事情。
And that can be transformative.
这样可以是一个生命转变的一个过程。
I mean, and it can be anything.
这可以是任何一样。
You could be crying about your dissertation that's not getting written.
你可能是为你一个写不出来的论文向神来哭泣祷告。
You could be crying about your child who is sick.
也可能是为你一个生病的孩子来向神哭泣祷告。
You can even be crying to God about your marriage because it's on the rocks.
也可能是为你岌岌可危的一个婚姻的状况来向神来哭泣祷告。
But when you lift it up to God,
但当你把这一切摆在神面前的时候
，God will answer.
神要回答你的祷告。
Because God will never turn his back on the humble or the contrite in spirit.
因为忧伤痛悔的心，神绝不轻看。
Never.
他绝不轻看。
It may take a little bit more time, but he will not turn his back on you.
有时神需要花些时间，但是神从来不会拒绝你，你这样的呼求。
So, I had this habit when I came home from school when I was a child.
当我还是小孩子的时候，我从学校回来，我会有一个习惯。
First, I'd go in the kitchen.
我先去厨房。
I'd have my snack.
我就吃我的点心。
I figure I owe it to myself. I had a hard day. I need a snack.
我觉得我在学校辛苦了一天，我现在是犒赏我一点自己点心的时候。
And then the second thing I would do.
第二件事情我会做的。
Sorry, Mom, this is the second thing.
对不起，妈妈，这个是我第二个做的事。
I would go look for my mother.
我就找我妈妈。
对。And oftentimes, if she wasn't in the kitchen, she would be in her bedroom.
很多时候，这个她如果不在厨房，她会在她的卧室。
Right.And oftentimes, she was kneeling in prayer.
很多的时候，她正在她床边跪在那里祷告。
This was a regular habit.
这是她平常的一个习惯。
It happened every afternoon. Sometimes I caught her, sometimes I didn't, but it was something she did all the time.
这是她每天在下午的时候都做的一个很常规的一件事情。
Now, one afternoon.
有一个下午
I went to her bedroom,
我就到她的卧室去
and she was kneeling,
她就跪在那里
and she was praying,
她在祷告
but she was also weeping.
但是同时也在那里哭泣
and I thought to myself, my mother is a very strong woman.
我自己在想妈妈是一个蛮坚强的人
Why is she crying?
她哭什么呢
What's making her so upset?
什么让她这么伤心呢
So,I don't know if she knew this, but I would go closer.
我就更靠近的去听。
I just listened a little bit.
我就听她在说什么。
I just wanted to get the gist of what was making her so upset.
我就在想是什么让她这样伤心呢
？You would never guess.
你可能想象不到。
She was praying for friends of hers who did not know the Lord.
她是为她那些还没有认识主的朋友在祷告。
Can you believe that she was praying and crying for people who still didn't have that primary calling?
她是为那些还没有认识到他们生命中第一呼召是认识神的那些人，在为那些人哭泣祷告。
And she would be praying for them each by name.
她会将她名字一一列出来来祷告。
Now I also have to confess.
那另外我要承认一下。
Sometimes I made it into that list.
有些时候我也会成为妈妈祷告的那个名单里。
And it's not because I didn't know God.
不是因为我没认识神。
But I guess she wanted me to love him more.
而是妈妈要为我祷告，让我更爱神。
I don't know, maybe obey her.
或者是更加顺服一些。
She's a mother, right?
她是一个母亲嘛。
But that would also move me. I'd be like, oh my goodness, you know, she's praying for me and she's crying.
这个也很感动我的心啊，因为他在为我祷告，而且他是哭泣着为我祷告。
But if that moves my heart, how much more do you think it moves our Heavenly Father's heart?
如果这样的祷告这么感动我的心的话，我们可以想象一下，这样祷告是怎样感动我们天父的心呢
？Right? I mean, if they're sick, of course you pray for them. But your children, if they're sick,
如果你的孩子生病的话
，But if They're not even spiritually alive, or they're far away from God. Who else is going to pray for them with tears?
如果他们的还没有认识神，他们还没有这样一个属灵的生命的时候，谁为他们这样哭泣来祷告呢？
This is the way Hannah was praying and begging God to give her a child.
这个就是哈拿所处的一个状态，他在向神是倾心吐意的哭泣的向神来祷告，来向神求一个孩子。
And she is so desperate that she is willing to bargain with God.
他已经到一个境地是非常在一个绝望的境地的时候，他甚至来向神来讨价还价。
This is exactly what it says in the Bible.
这里是确实是圣经上所记载的。
If you give me a child, I will give him back to you.
他向神说：“你如果赐给我一个孩子，我就把他献给你。”
It's like Hannah is challenging God.
这里好像哈拿先知来挑战神。
She's not asking politely.
他并不是很有礼貌的向神来，很客气的向神来
祷告。She's daring him. If you are God, answer me.
他在挑战神说：“如果你是神，你要回应我。
”I have no one else to turn to.
我没有别人可以去问啊。
There's no God like you, so answer me. Give me a child.
天上地下没有别的神，我可以的。
You are laughing at me.
所以你要给我一个孩子，因为
my husband doesn't know what to do.
因为别人都嘲笑我。我的丈夫也无计可施。
What do you want me to do, God?
你让我怎么办呢
？Hear my prayer.
听我的祷告。
Give me a child, and I will give this child back to you.
赐给我一个孩子，我会将这个孩子完全奉献给你。
So my mother was just a Christian for about a year.
我的母亲在成为基督徒大概一年左右的时候。
And she became pregnant with me.
她就怀了我
，and she just prayed this prayer.
她就做了这样一个祷告。
It's a little different from Hannah's. Lord, if this child is healthy, I will dedicate this child to you.
她的祷告和汉娜的不是很一样哈，她是这样祷告，她说：“如果我这孩子生下来很健康的话， right. 我就把他献给你，奉献给你
，no，
一生服侍你
，no。”When I was little, my mom would tell me this story a lot.
当我还是很小的时候，妈妈就给我讲她这个把我奉献给神的这个故事。
I think she was a good psychologist.
我想她是一个很好的心理学家。
So, when I was 3 or 4,
我才三四岁的时候
，I thought, oh, that's good.
我听妈妈这样给我讲了，我还感觉还不错。
Mind you, I had no idea what dedicated to the Lord meant.
尽管我那时候对于献给神这个词一点概念没有
，Right, dedication was not in my vocabulary.
因为这个奉献给神这个词在我的这词汇表里还没有。
But it made me feel like there's some purpose to my life.
但是那时候会感觉到我这样子生命有一个意义
，some kind of goal.
好像有个目标在那里
，and that God was going to help me get there.
好像神会帮助我达到这个目标。
But my feelings dramatically changed when I started high school.
但是真的那种感觉，在我开始我高中的时候，这就发生了巨大的一个转变。
Because I thought it meant I had to go to a Bible college and I had to become a pastor or a missionary.
因为妈妈的这个祷告对我来讲，就意味着我必须去圣经学校。我必须将来要成为一个牧师。
And that sounded like a sentence of death.
这对我来讲好像就是判了死刑一样。
Because I wanted to go to an Ivy League.
因为我想去常青藤学校呀。
I wasn't interested in any Christian school.
我对基督徒学校没有兴趣啊。
All of my classmates were competing to get into the best schools. I wanted to too.
我们所有的那些同学都在很努力的竞争，想要进入很好的学校。我也想去啊。
And the struggle got so bad.
这样一种挣扎是这么大的时候。
I was arguing with my mom.
我就跟我妈妈吵架。
And then finally I thought, you know, we're not getting anywhere. This isn't working. I can't convince her.
最后我发现我们这样毫无结果，我也没法说服她。
So I went to my pastor.
所以我就去找我的牧师。
I said, you could, I didn't say you. I said, could you please talk to my mother?
我就给牧师说，你能不能去跟我牧师跟我的妈妈去谈一谈
？And he said, sure.
他说好啊。
Then I asked my mom. I said, will you talk to our pastor about this?
我就跟我妈妈说，你能不能把我们情况跟牧师讲一讲啊
？And of course, she said yes.
当然她就说好啊。
So one Sunday after the service, they met together.
所以有一个主日的时候，他我的妈妈和我的牧师就见面了。
This is very serious business.
这次可是很严肃的事情。
So then, you know, after they talked, she came out.
然后他们谈完话之后，我妈妈就出来了。
And I said, I kind of waited for her to say something. She said, it's okay.
我
可以。
我等了一会儿，她说，可以啊。
That's like, 可以什么 like, what's okay?
什么是可以啊我说。
And she said, it's okay, you want to be a lawyer, you want to go to whatever school, it's okay.
她说你想成为一个律师，你想去某这个好学校。
And she,
可以啊没关系。
As long as you give 10% of your offerings to the Lord.
只要你做11奉献。
Right?
嗯。
I said, of course I do that.
我说我当然会做十一奉献了。
That's easy.
这个太容易了。
Ever since I was little, I've been giving 10%.
我从小我就是十一奉献的了。
Right. So, you know, what's $1?
那时候就是一块钱了。
So, anyway, it was fine. It was peaceful again in our home.
所以我们家又重新恢复平静了。
And I went on my way to the college. Well, not really my choice, but I went to a college that, you know, had a name to it. Thank you.
所以我就去了，我就去读大学，他去读了耶鲁大学。
So then, but the struggle doesn't end.
但是这个挣扎没有结束。
So then I'm in college and I loved the fellowship I was a part of. That was my favorite part of my 4 years.
在大学里边，我非常喜欢我们的团契生活。实际上，这是我四年大学生活里面最宝贵的一部分。
I mean, I had a great youth group, but this was even better than youth group.
我在青少年团契，原来教会那里有非常好的青少年团契，但是在这个在大学的时候，这个我们的这个团契是我最好的，
right.
最喜欢的。
But then the struggle began again.
但是这个挣扎也开始在这里。
You know, around junior year, you're wondering, what am I going to do with my life?
在我上大三的时候，我就在想，我长大，我下面毕业了做什么呢？
And so, this is when I made a U-turn. I actually went to law school for a year.
实际上我这里我拐了一个这个U 拐弯。我实际上我去了那个法学院，去了学了一年。
And I've never hated school more in my entire life.
结果在那个法学院学的那一年里面，发现我从来没有这样讨厌过学校。上那个时候。
But before I went to law school,
但是我去法学院学习之前
，I spent a lot of time at our seminary library.
我就在我们的神学院的那个图书馆里花很久在那里读。
And I did a lot of studies actually on.God's calling on men and women.
我在那个图书馆就自己做了很多的研究，是关于神对于男人、女人的这样的呼召。
And so I had a notebook.
我有个笔记本。
And I wrote down, you know, all the verses I could find, about women in the Bible.
我有个笔记本记下了在圣经里面神关于女人的所有有关章节。
And, you know, I really felt like, wow, God.Is giving me more confidence that he really does call women into ministry.
这个我通过这样的学习，我就有更大的信心看到神确实呼召女人进入他的这个服事当中。
But I still wasn't exactly comfortable with that.
但是我对于这样一个呼召是还是没有足够的这样的一个舒适的程度。
And so it was only after I left.Law school, I never finished it, and then I went into seminary that I finally was able to dig even deeper into the subject.
只等到我离开了法学院，进入神学院学习的时候，我对于这个领域又有更深入的研究，我就完全的对这个我的心结全部都解开了。
But see, this is a journey in two parts.
所以这个旅程有两个部分。
Number one, I needed to know that God's word.Affirms women in ministry. That's number one.
所以第一就是神的话语，他肯定的，女性在他的服事当中的位置。
And if God doesn't, then I can't even go there.
如果不神不做这样的呼召，我没法走到这一步。
不是呼召。If the Bible doesn't support women,
如果神没有这样的教导的话，我就没法这样做。
对。Then the second part is right. The second part is I needed to know. So what? Is it my calling?
第二部分就关系到我个人了，是不是我自己有这样一个呼召
？And that would take years.
那这个部分就要花很久，让我有这样的意识。
But this is what brings us back to Boston. But God, how to say it? But this is where my service in the church made all the difference.
这也是就是我在教会里服事能够让我这个生命中产生一个很大的不同。
You all know where Roxbury is, right?
你们都知道那个 Roxbury 那个有黑人教会，
right.
就在我们旁边。
So in Roxbury, there's this black church that I started going to.
那个 Roxbury 那个黑人教会是我最先去的那个教会。
And I was going there while I was doing my doctoral studies.
我当时是一边在做我的神学博士的学位，一边去那个教会。
And for 5 years, I was at that church.
那五年之久我在那个教会。
And the pastor had me doing all kinds of different things.
The pastor?
对，那边的牧师。
Oh, okay, 那边的牧师 ask you?
Yeah.
Okay. 那个牧师有让我来承担一些不同方方面面的一些事情。
You know, like preaching, like visiting, like praying, like doing an altar call.
有做这个讲道，有去探访，有做这个讲台的这个呼召，各样的这样一些服饰。
And then as I was doing this week after week, I realized, wow, this is really a blessing.
当我每周每周这样做这些事情的时候，我就感觉到这真是一个很大的祝福，能够服侍。
And that's when my confidence started to grow, that maybe, just maybe, God has called me.
那我的自信心开始有很大的被培养起来，那我就会觉得神可能真的是呼召我做这些事情的。
And so finally, I arrived at the conclusion that my mom had so many years earlier, which is yes, this is the path that God has chosen for me.
那经过这么多年，最后我终于也达到了，就是妈妈最初把我奉献给神的那个祷告里面所暗示的，我终于要全心的来服侍神。
But for each one of us, we need to hear what it is that God has called us to.
那我们在座每一位，我们都要很清楚，神呼召我们去做什么。
And this requires the prayer of devotion.
那这个非常需要我们专注在神身上的这样一个祷告。
Let's look one more time at how Hannah prays. It says in 1 Samuel 1:13, she prayed silently.
这里，哈拿给我们显示一个在神面前很专注的祷告的一个例子，在撒母耳记上1章13节。
Hannah was praying in her heart or silently, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk.
原来哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇，不出声音，因此以利以为她喝醉了。
If you go on to read, he really thought she was maybe crazy.
如果我们接着读下去的话，你会看到以利还真的以为哈拿有出毛病了。
She's praying for a long time.
因为哈拿一直祷告了很久。
But he can't hear any words coming out of her mouth.
但是以利没有听到他的声音。
But I mean, maybe she was passionate, maybe she was shaking. We don't know, but he thinks she's drunk.
哈拿有可能是很激动的，在那里向神祷告，可能有身体的摇动。但是因为以利听不到他声音，就以为他喝醉了。
And Hannah even says to Eli, listen, I'm not drunk. I'm not a worthless woman. I'm not wicked.
Hannah 甚至向以利来祷告说，不是这样的，我不是那种不正经的女人。
When we really pray for something that we want, it doesn't matter what other people think.
当我们在向神在迫切的祷告我们所要求的时候，我们不在意别人怎么看。
In fact, I would say that's the test of what you're really devoted to.
实际上这恰恰是一个测试，是我们是不是真的是把全心都专注在神身上。
When you are absolutely devoted to something, you don't care what other people say.
当你把你自己完全专注在一件事情上的时候，实际上你是不在意旁边人是怎么看的。
Right. When you first fall in love, you don't care what other people are saying. You just pursue the object of your love.
你第一次落入爱河的时候，你可能不会想关心旁边人是怎么说的。
Sometimes even to the extent that, you know, what your parents think is secondary.
甚至你父母亲怎么想的，可能都是次要的。
When you are devoted to something, you are so convinced it's right. It doesn't matter if other people call you names.
当你在专注于你认为对的一件事情的时候，你实际上不在意旁边人怎么看，甚至他们嘲笑你。
So, my father, he actually was the one to bring my mother to church.
我的父亲实际上是那个将我的母亲带到教会的人。
So, they were living in Philadelphia.
他们住在费城。
And my father thought it was just a good middle-class American value to bring his family to church.
我爸爸就会觉得，作为一个美国的中产阶级家庭的话，去教会是件很好的事。
So he took her to the 10th Avenue Presbyterian Church. It's a famous historic church in Philadelphia, huge.
所以他就带我妈妈去了一个第十大街的一个长老会教会，这是一个非常大的一个教会。
Never mind that she didn't understand what was going on.
她对于我妈妈因为不懂语言，听不懂那里的讲道，她也不关心这件事。
But he still thought this was a good habit to cultivate.
她只是觉得作为中产阶级，大家都去教会是件好的事。
And I was too small. I don't know why suddenly he changed his mind and brought her to a Chinese church in Chinatown. Little church.
那后来我当时还是很小，当时不晓得爸爸他脑子里是怎样想的。后来过了不久，他就带我妈妈去了中国城的一个小的华人教会。
And do you know, when my mother heard the gospel preached clearly, she just took to it.
所以你晓得吗？当我妈妈很第一次听到了这个福音很清楚的向她传讲的时候，她一下就抓住了这个福音。
She grabbed Christ and never let him go.
她紧紧抓住基督，她从来不让他离开。
So my mother didn't know how to read.
我妈妈不识字。
But with the help of a sister in the church, she learned how to read the Gospel of John.
但是因为就由由一个教会里面一个姊妹帮忙，她就开始从读约翰福音开始来学习认字了。
Now she's in her 40s.
那时候她是四十几岁。
And she learned how to read.
她就这样学习了认字。
And she kept reading.
她就这样一直来读圣经。
If she didn't know characters, she would wait.And ask either my father or somebody at church, but she kept reading every day.
如果她遇到一个不认识的字，她就会一直等到等我的父亲或者是另外的姊妹来教她读懂这个字，她就这样一直不断的读圣经。
She's read through the Bible cover to cover many, many, many times.
她将圣经从头到尾读了很多遍。
She prayed.All of the time.
她也一直不断地祷告。
By herself, with me, during meals, she just prayed all the time.
她自己祷告，她跟我一起祷告，跟别人祷告，在饭桌上祷告，她就一直不断地祷告。
So finally one day my father said to her, it's good that you believe in God, but you don't have to go overboard.
然后到最后我爸爸就会给她讲，信还是好的啦，但不要信过了。
And my mother's thinking, you either believe or you don't believe. I don't even know what you're talking about.
那妈妈会觉得你或者是信或者不信，你这是说的什么呢？嗯。
In our family's case, though, they got into lots of arguments about the faith, about believing in God.
那后来我家里面就是父母亲，我因为这样一个信仰问题，就有很多的这样的争执。
And yet, my mother held tight to her faith.
但是妈妈紧紧抓住她的信仰。
When you are devoted to someone or something, even people that matter to you, what they say doesn't matter that much.
当你专注于某件事情的时候，即使你身边最亲近的人对你讲一些话，可能都不重要了。
Even if it leads to conflict.
尽管这样会导致一些争执的时候，
even
冲突的时候。
If it means people look down on you.
甚至是别人会这样子来看低你的时候。
Even when you have to lose something.
甚至到你要失去一些东西的时候。
What are you devoted to?
你到底专注在什么上面呢？
What do you pray for like that?
你为什么来你为什么事情来这样专注的来祷告呢？
That is probably...Your God or an idol.
你或者是像你的神这样来专注的祷告，或者是你的偶像。
But it's good to know either way.
但是来确定这样一个你祷告的目标，这是很重要的。
Finally, there's the prayer of delight.
最后一点就是我们带着感恩的心来祷告。
I said earlier, I'm very forgetful.
我刚才有前面有讲到，我是一个丢三落四的人。
And one of the things that I also often forget is to thank God.
有一件我也常常忘记的事情啊，就是向神献上感恩。
So I'm praying for something.
我向神祷告一些事情。
And praying earnestly.
啊，非常迫切的祷告。
And then God answers.
啊，神回答了我的祷告。
And then that's the end of the conversation.
啊，这个谈话就结束了。
I mean, I think God thinks, what's the story? You know, I thought you really wanted it. I gave it to you, and now there's no more, you don't talk to me anymore?
我想神从神的眼光来看，他会觉得这是怎么一回事呢？你要些东西，你就来跟我讲，我给你了啊，这个就结束了。
But I thank God that I have people in my life who are not as forgetful as I am.
我感谢神，在我的生命当中有很多人，他不像我这样容易忘记的。
Take Hannah, for example.
我们拿这个哈拿作为一个例子。
The first thing she does after she has prayed, just prayed, Samuel's not born yet. The first thing she does with her husband is to worship God in the temple.
当她祷告完了之后，她所做要做的，那时候三秒还没有生，她所做的和她先生在一起所做的第一件事情就是来感谢神。
This is after Eli says she's drunk. The day after that.
这就是那个以利说他你是不是喝醉了那个之后的第二天。
She worships God. She thanks him for answering her prayer.
他和他先生一起来敬拜神，他感谢神，他回答了他的祷告。
And you can bet when they go home that year, she goes home lighter.
所以你可以想象他们这一年的时候，他回去的时候，他感觉到心情非常轻松的回去了。
Yeah, it's the first time in years.
因为这个是这样一种感受，是他多年未有的。
Because she's expecting to get pregnant any moment now.
因为从那时候开始，她心里在期待着每一个时刻，她又都有可能怀孕了。
And that's exactly what happened.
这恰恰是就后来发生的事情。
My mother's another person who constantly gives God thanks.
那我妈妈也是另外一个例子，她是一直不断的向神来献上感恩的一个人。
So my mother and my father eventually divorced.
那我的母亲和父亲最后他们是离婚了。
And my mother moved back to New York City at that point.
那我妈妈就从费城搬回到纽约。
And it was her habit to spend her one day off at church.
她当时是养成了一个习惯，每周有一天她休息，她在教会里面。
And so she would spend hours even after the worship service, even after lunch.
他会把在那个教会逐日敬拜之后好几个小时他都还会在教会里。
And she would, you know, have great conversations with people, she'd be reading her Bible. I mean, she always occupied herself with something for hours while I was in youth group.
他会读圣经跟弟兄姊妹交谈，他会花很几个小时的时间在教会里面。我那个时候就是在那个青少年团契里。
Right. And then even after youth group, to be honest, I still hung out with my friends.
那我们会那个青少年团契聚会完了之后，我们还都在一起。
But sometimes I would hear the conversation she would have with her friends.
有些时候我会听到她跟她朋友的一些对话。
You can tell I'm a really good eavesdropper.
你可以知道我是比较喜欢偷听的。
So, you know, she just talked normal talk.
她就是跟那些弟兄姊妹很平常的一些对话了。
They would ask her, how are you?
他们会问她，弟兄姊妹会问她，你怎么样啊？
And she would answer them.
她就回答呀。
But they were kind of surprised that even though she was divorced, she was raising me by herself, that always she said, I'm really happy.
那些弟兄姊妹会觉得很惊诧，因为她在这样子已经离婚了，然后孤单一人来养一个小孩，这样一个情况下，她还是非常喜乐的。
It was kind of like, you know, like they didn't really believe her.
他们旁边人都觉得很难相信她。
But she said, no, I'm telling you, I'm happier now than when I was married.
她会告诉他们，你不管你信不信，真的，我现在比过去还没有离婚之前，我现在是更喜乐的呀。
I have more freedom.
我有更大的自由。
I can come to church whenever I want.
我可以有这样更大自由来到教会啊，什么时候想来教会就可以来。
And I feel really close to God. What more do I need?
我感受到与神这么亲近，我还需要更多的什么呢？
And you know, I observed her.
我就观察她。
Not just when she's in church.
不只是她在教会的时候。
But I did notice, like whenever she was home by herself alone, she would sing. She would have her hymnal open and she would sing.
不只是在教会的时候，就是在家的时候，我发现她也经常是一直在唱赞美诗。
You know, she could sing for a long time.
她可以一直唱很久。
You know, and her, she, you know, it's not that she never got tired. I'm not saying that at all. She worked very, very hard. But when she had just a free moment, she would sing.
不是说他不累啊、因为他工作非常辛苦啊、但是他只要有空闲的时间他就一直在唱诗赞美神。
And when she would go to other Christians' homes, especially if they're mature Christians, she would sing with them and she would read the Bible with them.
他会去那些比较成熟的弟兄姊妹家和他们一起唱诗歌一起学圣经。
It was like she always...had a song of thanksgiving or a word of testimony to bring to anyone.
就像他心里永远有一首赞美神的歌，他的嘴唇永远有一个见证神的故事来给大家分享。
The spirit of gratitude, the spirit of thanksgiving wasn't just in her prayer life, it spread to all of her life.
他这样一个感恩的，有这个感恩的心的这样一个生活，不只是在他的祷告的生活里面，而是在他生活的方方面面。
So now she speaks less.
现在她讲话不多了。
Partly it's due to her aging, partly it's due to her Parkinson's.
一方面是由于她确实年纪大了，另外一方面因为她患有帕金森氏那个综合症。
But you know, last weekend we drove to upstate New York, like 5 hours. Do you know where Corning is? Yeah,
yeah,
the Corning glass.
Corning, the
yeah, yeah.
yeah.上周我们有机会开5个小时左右要到了那个纽约上周，就是那个生产那种盘子的那个很薄的 microwave 的那种盘子的那个附近的哈一个去那里。
When we arrived, she was definitely tired.
当我们到的时候她真的是非常累了。
But the pastor and his wife had invited a bunch of people from their church to their home to welcome us.
但是那个当地的那个教会的牧师他有邀请他教会的弟兄姊妹有来跟我们有见面到他的房到他的家里。
Right, and we had arranged that I would say a few words, and then I said, you know, maybe my mom might want to say a few words too. And he said, sure, of course.
当时我就告诉他我会有些话分享我妈妈呢也许他会有些要分享的。
Right. So,
他就说可以啊。
Right. So I'm talking.
所以我就讲啊讲了。
And then I'm finished.
我就讲完了。
So I was just going to give the time back to the pastor.
我就准备把这个时间交回给这个牧师。
And then my mother speaks.
这时候我妈妈就开始讲话了。
She said, "Wait a minute, I have a testimony to share."
她说稍微等一下，我有些见证要讲。
And so just very, very simply, she shared about some struggles that God had brought her through.
他以一种非常简单的方式就分享了神带领他经过的一些挣扎的过程。
I want to tell you, this room was filled with Americans.
当时这个房间里面全是美国人。
Well, there was one family that was Chinese.
只有一家中国人。
And so, you know, I translated for her.
所以我是给我妈妈翻译。
But you could tell people were moved.
但是你可以看见当时在场的人非常被他的见证所感动。
A room full of Americans and my mother is sharing her testimony with them.
在这样一个满场几乎都是美国人的这样一个地方，我的母亲在说她的见证。
No embarrassment, no hesitation, no worry about what they will understand or not understand. She justHave to tell how grateful she is to God's faithfulness.
她没有不好意思，也没有任何的犹豫。她就这样来，很平静了，来向他们讲述神在她生命中所做的。
Most every weekday, my mother goes to a senior center.
大概平常的话，每个周日当中的时候，妈妈都会去她的老人中心。
They pick her up, they give her a great Chinese lunch, and then they bring her back.
他们会接上她，然后让她在那里吃一顿很好的中餐，然后把她送回来。
And she really likes it there. I think because they're Chinese Christians and they really are kind to her.
她非常喜欢去那里，因为那里是那个华人的基督徒，而且他们对她很好。
But when we have to go to any of her doctors,
但是如果我们需要去看医生的时候
，I know this is not true in Boston, but in New York, I have waited with her for 5 hours to see her primary care physician.
我不知道 Boston 的情况怎样，我们在纽约是这样，有的时候我们会等5个小时来见她的主治医生。
And he's great. He's a heart specialist, and he really does a thorough exam. But 5 hours is a long time to wait.
这个等的这个医生当然是很著名的啦，是一个心脏科的专家哈。但是真的要等5个小时才能等到他。
And he's Chinese, so they can, you know, they can communicate.
而且这个医生呢是说中文的，所以这样可以跟他有能够比较好沟通。
So we've never thought of changing doctors.
所以我们从来没想过要去换医生了。
But you can imagine, after struggling to walk to just the office. I mean, you know, we have someone drive her, but you know, you just have to get to the office, sitting for those many hours, then walking back to catch a taxi. It is tiring. It's tiring for me. I don't know how she does it.
但是你可以想象她很困难的能够走过去到那个办公室，在那等5个小时，然后再很艰难的走回来，然后搭计程车回家。可以想象这个过程是非常累人的。
And that's just one doctor. She has like four.
这是只是一个医生，其实她有4个医生要去这样看。
But I tell you, if you every time she walks through the door of our apartment, these are her first words.
但是我可以告诉你，每一次当我们回到我们家的那个公寓的门的时候，他一脚踏进门的时候，
谢谢主，
他都会讲 ，Praise the Lord。
Those are her first words.
这是他，这是他的，都是他说出来第一句话。
Come to my house. Watch it for yourself.
你如果来我家做客的话，你会看到。
Right. Always. It never changes.She thanks God that she made it home.
她会每一次在进家门的时候，她会感谢神，她终于回到家了。
She's like sweet ripe fruit.
她就像那个已经很成熟的那个很甜的那个果实。
No matter how hard or how soft you press her, it always comes up. Thank you, God.
你不管是多轻还是多重的去捏它的时候，从它生命中挤出来的都是感谢神。
And I think that is like sweet aroma to our God.
我想这就是一个馨香的祭献在神的面前。
Give thanks to the Lord. Be joyful always.
所以我们要常常喜乐。
Give thanks to the Lord in all circumstances.
不住的祷告
Sorry, pray continually. Yes, and give thanks in all circumstances.
我们要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
I told you I'm forgetful, so help me. Be joyful always. Can you say that with me?
我告诉你们，我经常是丢三落四的。那我们来一起来重复一下。
We'll do it in English first. Be joyful always.
Be joyful always.
Pray without ceasing.
Pray without ceasing.
In everything.
In everything.
Give thanks to God.
Give thanks to God.
For this is the will of Christ in, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
中文。
让我们我们用中文可以背一遍啊，这是帖撒罗尼迦前书5:16-18啊，我们来一起来哈。常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
Amen. Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Jesus, we do thank you and praise you for this day.
主耶稣，我们为今天来向你献上感谢。We
thank you so much for the examples that you've put in our lives.
我们为你在我们生命中所设的各样的属灵的榜样来向你感谢。And
Lord Jesus, we pray that you would help us to want to talk to you more.
主啊，我们也向你祷告，帮助我们能够更多的来到你面前来讲话。Help
us not to be afraid, to be desperate.
也帮助我们不惧于我们显示我们是如临绝境的。
But instead help us to be devoted in our prayers.
也帮助我们在祷告当中专注在你身上。
And help us to delight so much in your answers that we do remember to thank you.
也帮助我们在我们祷告当中来献上我们感恩的心。
And Lord Jesus, we do pray with thanksgiving for this church.
主啊，我们特别以感恩的心来为这个教会来献上祷告。
For all the love that is here.
为这个教会所充满的爱来感谢你。
May you continue to bless it and expand it so that folks all over Boston would know that you are the true and living God.
愿你更大的祝福来，你的爱充满这个教会，让这个周边的人都知道你在这个当中。
你是又真又活的神。 In the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.